Last hour, we focused in on wrestling and boy swimming. This hour, we're going to focus in on the basketball results locally from last night. We'll start off on the boys' side of things, where South Central Calhoun suffers their first loss of the season, losing to Humboldt by a final of 81-73. Joshua Dietrich had 26 points to go with 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. Eli Wheelock added 20 points to go with 6 assists. Carroll Tigers used a 19-0 run in the third and fourth quarter to beat ADM 64-53. Caleb Booth had 22 points, 5 assists. Evan Hammer added 9 points to go with 6 rebounds and 3 blocks. Arweva tops at Glidden Ralston at 50-26. For Arweva last night, Will Regaler had 12 points and 4 steals. It was Braden Kirsch finishing up with 11 points and 4 steals. For Glidden Ralston, Emmett Snyder had 10 points and Caden Smith had 6 points and 4 rebounds. Audubon knocks off Missouri Valley 66-51. It was Carson Bauer with 22 points. Colin Bauer finishes up with 21 points and 5 rebounds. Peyton Jordan falls to Bowyer Valley 64-22. Joe Carey at 8 points and 5 rebounds. Braden Smith finished up with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Ikea Manning lost to Underwood 56-40. Nolan Ramsey had 17 points and 5 assists. Luke Ramsey added 7 points and 7 rebounds. Other boys basketball scores, it was AHSD of Oka Walnut over Riverside 60-43. Alta Aurelia top Storm Lake St. Mary's 60-49. Carlisle over Gilbert 52-47. Clarinda Downs Atlantic 45-42. Harlan over Glenwood 54-52. Loma knocked off Tri-Center 46-36. It was Red Oak over Shenandoah 55-34. Webster City knocked off Southeast Valley 48-44. West Harrison over Exiro Quinn-Kibbelin 57-35. Winterset took care of Ballard 69-55. And Woodbine topped at Caminita 52-44. We move over now to the girls' side of things in basketball action. Last night, it was at Carroll falling to ADM 49-41. Josie Isle had 6 points to go with it, 10 rebounds. Caitlin Aiden finished up with a 9.5 rebounds and 4 assists. Glidden Ralston down to Arweva 59-51. For the Wildcats, Paige Clucky had 35 points. Vanessa Kaler finished up with a 9. For Arweva last night, Timberland Cook had 18 points to go with 6 assists. It was Maggie Regaler with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Audubon cruises by Missouri Valley 50-19. Leah Hermanson had 20 points. J.C. Christensen added 13 in the win. Then South Central Calhoun beat Humboldt 63-241. Kylie Schleichman had 19 points, and it was also 5 steals and 5 assists. Riley Batt had 22 points to go with 5 steals and 4 blocks. Ikea Manning falls to Underwood by a final of 66-36. Bianca Cadwell led the Wolves in the loss with 10 points. Mabel Langle finished up with 8. And Peyton Jordan falls to Bowyer Valley 80-25. No stats or no details reported last night for that Peyton Jordan girls game. Elsewhere in girls basketball, is Atlantic over Clarinda 50-18. Ballard down Winterset 55-28. Caminito over Woodbine 59-51. Gilbert beat Carlisle 53-44. Glenwood topped Harlan 68-52. Loma over Tri-Center 59-31. North Polka took care of Boone 65-32. As Pocahontas area over Clarion Goldfield Dow 65-27. Riverside knocked off AHSD of Oka Walnut 36-29. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 61-15. Storm Lake St. Mary's over Alta Aurelia 51-29. And Webster City defeated Southeast Valley 42-38. Boys swimming last night at Carroll rolls by Des Moines Lincoln in their final home meet of the year, 102-66. And in wrestling action, South Central Calhoun beat Manson Northwest Webster 48-30. They would also pick up a win over Emmitsburg at 43-34. Audubon last night knocked off Mount Air 25-24 while falling to Southeast Warren by a final of 48-21. Iowa State men's basketball almost came up with a win. The number 15-ranked Cyclones last night fall to number 9 Kansas 62-61. There were 4 lead changes in the final 38 seconds, and the Jacks survived when Iowa State missed a 3-pointer at the buzzer. Isaiah Brockington led the Cyclones in the loss with 17 points. Rest of that top 25 college men's basketball scoreboard, number 19 Texas Tech over first-ranked Baylor 65-62. Fourth-ranked Auburn took care of number 24 Alabama 81-77. Stanford Hartford knocked off 5th-ranked Southern Cal 75-69. It was 18th-ranked Kentucky over Vanderbilt 78-66. Number 21 Texas defeated Oklahoma 66-52. Number 25 Tennessee over South Carolina 66-46. And number 25 Illinois defeated Nebraska 81-71. Maggie Espen Miller-McGraw hit a three-pointer with 4 seconds to play. And number 9 Iowa State knocked off number 25 Kansas State 73-70. Cyclones, that was their first lead since they led 3-2 in the first quarter. Some of the best things are accomplished because of the power of teamwork. Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop in Carolina Atlantic, is your teammate from the lawn to the field and everywhere in between. Stop in today and let Olson's Outdoor Power be your one-stop service and equipment shop. This week's Olson's Outdoor Power of Teamwork Team of the Week is the South Central Calhoun Wrestling Team, taking second down at the Coon Rapids Bear Tournament on it Saturday and then win both of their duels on it Tuesday night. Look for a photo of our Power of Teamwork Team of the Week across all our Carol Broadcasting social media platforms later on today. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.